T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Friend of the show, Ann Wilson, client yes. services manager for Companions and Homemakers. Ann, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me back.
Thanks for coming on again. We appreciate it. Obviously, everybody's been affected by the pandemic, and Companions and Homemakers right. are no different. Now that we're into month 7 or month 8 of the of the pandemic, how has your group adjusted doing what you do, which is obviously so important?
Well, I think the big thing is home care has become more essential than ever. In light of the pandemic, more people are needing care, and certainly the demand to want to remain at home and do so comfortably and safely is now greater than ever. People want to be able to recover at home, especially after being in a hospital or rehab setting, or after an injury or illness, not having to go into a rehab setting altogether. So home care becomes crucial in their care plan in order to be able to do that.
How much can your people do? I mean, you're talking about rehab, stuff like that. Can they do that at home?
Well, we're what's considered supportive care. So we're in the home with visiting nurse and physical therapy and a variety of different services like hospice. But I always say, think of us as sort of the other 23 hours a day. Yeah. So we're in the home providing things from mobility support to cognitive support to what they call assistance with activities of daily living. So it may be things like cooking a meal. It may be helping somebody take a shower, doing their laundry, all of the things that they need an extra helping hand to do safely for themselves physically, as well as to help manage the home so that they can be, like I said, comfortable and safe at home.
And did you have people opt out from doing the job during the pandemic because of an abundance of caution?
Well, that's a great question. You know, people in general, you know, have families of their own and have concerns. So what we did is we very quickly, when this started, we mobilized an internal task force so that we had basically a COVID hotline internally manned by members of our management and executive management team to address any issues or concerns or be responsive to what was happening at the state level for Connecticut in terms of the pandemic. And then we did a triage, a phone triage, where we reached out to all of our caregivers, and we gave them the opportunity to opt in or opt out. And we're so pleased and so thankful that we had over 300 caregivers step up and say that they would be willing to work with COVID-positive clients. So I think in response in general to the pandemic, you know, we're so proud and we're so thankful, and we want to recognize our caregivers for being the people that they are and really carrying us through this pandemic so that clients can receive the consistency of care this ordeal.
And I would imagine, and this was one of the problems with people, for example, nursing homes and staff there who didn't get enough like personal protection equipment. I suppose you guys are helping them out there. Are you not the people that you're sending out?
Correct. And, you know, because we are home care rather than a home health or medical service, that was one thing that we had the foresight to do very early on.
Good.
Was to be able to realize that we had to get protective equipment on our own so that we could support rehab facilities, nursing care facilities, hospitals that wanted to be able to send people home, but that we had the protective equipment for our caregivers going into the home, you know, in a COVID positive situation.
And has the people who you send into the homes, people from Companions and Homemakers, have they found that your clients are understanding what's going on, or is there still is it kind of like an Alzheimer's situation where they're kind of confused and not sure what the situation is?
Well, you know, I mean, I think everybody's a little bit confused and unsure what the situation is. You know, things are changing so rapidly.
Yes.
But I think what has become so prevalent is because, you know, the elderly population is so vulnerable. The people that were vital and active and getting out and about are now being relatively isolated in their home. I know, you know, that's the case with my mom. You know, physically she's very well and, you know, was volunteering right up until this hit. But now there's a real sense of fear, you know, of going out and being exposed and being isolated at home, sick, and also the sense of social isolation that people are feeling is a very real thing.
And if somebody, let's say one of your clients, may test positive, but, you know, the disease has not manifest itself yet, can you guys still go in if somebody is actively showing the symptoms and the illness?
Well, we can, and that's where I said that team of volunteers that were mobilized, and that's where we have the protective equipment, same as they would in a hospital setting. We're not there to diagnose anybody, but we're there as a set of eyes and ears like a family member would be. So if there's issues or concerns, we could bring that to the forefront right away.
Talking to Ann Wilson from Companions and Homemakers about their ability to help people with the non-medical home care support during the pandemic. I would also think, Ann, that just from the standpoint of having your people come in, not being involved in the medical part of taking care of the older patients, it's just a relief to have somebody with them who they can talk to and they can, you know, discuss things with.
Yeah.
That I would think that's almost as big a part of what you do as anything.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think at the beginning when this started, we saw a little bit of a downturn where people were very nervous. And then also family members, a lot of family members were home or working from home.
Right.
So they were caring for the loved ones. Now that things are opening back up within the state, many people are back to work, or they're also realizing now that it's safer than they thought to have somebody come into the home and provide that socialization. So I think, you know, if there's people that have never considered being a home care provider, we have all different levels of assistance somebody can provide. And people can choose to come on board and just be that person to come in and have a conversation with somebody. So, you know, we're always looking for caregivers as, you know, this demand and this need increases. Not only essential care and more services, but just like you said, that need for the companionship or the socialization or somebody to talk to, you know, once a day or a couple of times a week so that they're not feeling so isolated and vulnerable, which can then also affect a lot of other areas and issues in terms of somebody's health and well-being.
You know, sometimes, Anne, family, as it was in nursing homes, and I guess still is to a degree, you know, you weren't allowed to really make contact with them. And I know there are a lot of people whose family members say, you know, we got young kids, we're not going to come and see you. So there we are, back to the loneliness again.
Exactly. And I think that's the other thing, you know, with home care, it's sort of different than the in-home medical services, where because we are really matched, our clients and our caregivers are matched one-on-one. It's really one person for the most part coming into your home, or two or three people depending on the need, but they always have sort of the same days and the same hours. So it's a one-on-one situation.
Right.
I wouldn't be going into, you know, five or six different homes a day. So one, that relationship evolves, but two, from a health standpoint, it's much more of a controlled environment, I think, than people think. So we're able to provide that continuity, and I think it's more important than ever. If people are even considering home care, that they look into it, we're happy to provide consultations, and it may be just the option that they're looking for and need in these times, and they can receive that option very safely.
So somebody will only go into one home a day? Is that what you're saying?
It depends. They would typically, because they work a minimum of like several hour shifts with one person, they may go into two different client homes during the course of the day, but they wouldn't be, say, doing an hour in five or six different homes.
Okay.
So
All
it's
right.
very limited in terms of, you know, how many clients I would see during the course of a given day, which would usually be one or two, and how many I would see during the course of a given week.
Okay.
All right, that's good information to know. And as always, we enjoy talking to you. Thanks for being with us. Be safe, and hopefully at some point we'll all be back in the studio one day.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
Have a great
it. Ann Wilson,
day.
client service managers for Companions and Homemakers. So important, Ray.
Yeah,
what they
doing
do
nice
to,
work, people.
To help
Thank
people.
You.
Yeah. And it's interesting to hear that for most of them, it's one client a day, which I think makes
Should
sense.
Should be, yeah.
So
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.